This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. We'll open with scripture. Today, let's read from Amos 5. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good, maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards. For I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, friends, welcome to May. Glad to be with you this morning. Let's get to the news. First, protests have been escalating on college campuses across the country, but perhaps nowhere more than Columbia University. And the situation there really came to a head last evening as NYPD officers removed demonstrators from Hamilton Hall on Columbia's campus. Arrests were made on campus, and it was a dramatic scene. I don't have much more to report than that at the time of this recording. There are significant criticisms of Columbia's president, of the NYPD, and I would expect that this scene from last evening will reverberate throughout the week. We have seen other colleges pursue different ways of really negotiating with protesters on campus. And some of those means have been criticized. But for some of those college presidents who negotiated, who found ways to keep a lid on, are looking at what happened at Columbia last evening as the worst case scenario that they likely wanted to avoid. We'll keep you updated on the situation on college campuses. Should note, of course, I think I neglected to, that these protests are in response to the war in Gaza and opposition to not just Israel military policy in Gaza, but American support for Israel. All right. Second news item on, sorry to kind of stick with heavy stuff here, but in Charlotte on Monday, there was a shootout after members of U.S. Marshals and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department went to serve warrants to a suspect. That suspect returned fire, killing four police officers, one of the deadliest days for American law enforcement in recent years. The suspect was killed in the front yard of his home. Condolences for the fallen officers have come in from across the country. Finally, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration announced it will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug This follows a review by the White House Office of Management and Budget. Attorney General Merrick Garland submitted the rescheduling proposal to the White House Office of Management and Budget on Tuesday afternoon. By rescheduling cannabis, the drug would be studied and researched to identify medical benefits. We told you earlier, in an earlier episode of The Morning Five, that such a move might be coming, and here it is. All right, that's the news for today. Let's close with prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you, as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad. Because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me today. As always, The Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a great day.